Welcome to The Under Song, a weekly podcast where I tell stories about my favourite tracks and some other music topics in future episodes, hopefully. My name is Andrea, I'm 28 years old. I thought I should introduce myself since we've only had, two episodes now. So I'm a nomad. I am originally from Brazil, but I'm currently living a nomadic lifestyle, so I move countries every 4 weeks. And hopefully that means I'm going to get to do some episodes about the music scene in some of the countries I visit. Like, I'm going to Lebanon and starting a tour of the Middle East in 2 weeks, so maybe we can do an episode about that as well. However, for now, I'm going to focus on talking about some of my favourite tracks, telling funny stories about it, what led the songwriter to write it. I don't go a lot into, notes and stuff. I'm not a musician. I'm speaking generally from a fan perspective. Don't forget as well, we are on Instagram at The Under Song. I love to listen to what you guys have to say about the podcast because I am new at this, so I like to get some constructive feedback from you guys and also some song suggestions perhaps, or something that you listened to during this episode and you liked it or you didn't like. So that's where we have all our conversations. So that's at The Under Song. But let's get to it. So last week we discussed If I Had a Gun by Noel Gallagher, and it was a bit more of a funny kind of episode with Noel going on about his hair follicles. And there was even a bit of gossip as well with Amorphous Androgynous, so do go back and check that episode. So this week I'm going to go a bit more philosophical and deep. This is the song we'll be discussing in the next 10 to 15 minutes. The song is Vienna by Billy Joel. I'm going to be honest, I don't know a lot about Billy Joel. I'm one of those people who still mistake him for Billy Joel Armstrong from Green Day. I still do that. But the thing is, I live in a hostel here in London, and there were some people in the TV room watching that film 13 Going on 30, which is a film with, Jennifer Gardner. And that song is in that film, so I was overhearing it, and then I was oh yeah, I remember that song, that's actually a really nice song. So I started listening to it, and I've been listening to it every day ever since. And the reason why is the lyrics, the words really speak to me, and that's why on this episode I'm going to focus massively on the lyrics. But before we do that, I'm going to give you some background on the song. The song was released in 1977 in the album The Stranger. Funnily enough, though, it was not a single in the album, but it's probably bigger than any of the other songs in the album, which is funny. But although it was written in the late 70s, the lyrics are still so current and so applicable to my generation, at least. So let's start with the first four verses of the song.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me, why are you still so afraid?
So I think these four verses are still very true, at least to me. I think I've always been very ambitious, and although I'm not a juvenile, I'm in my late 20s. I'm not old either, but come on, I'm not a teenager. But I've always been really ambitious since I was very young. And then I grew up in Brazil, and I had this dream of coming to the UK and working with music. And I learned English at a very young age, so I always thought of striving to make this dream come true and stuff. But then it was really funny because when I got here, a lot of insecurities happened of you have to start your life from scratch, you have to start your career from scratch. And I wanted to work in the music industry. I didn't know anybody in the industry or in the country for that matter. So it's I had all this ambition and all this energy to conquer the things that I wanted to conquer. But when it got to it, I was quite insecure and afraid as well, which is what he says. And even when I was starting this podcast, to me, it was a huge challenge. Because although music is a topic I really love talking about, it matters so much to me that I'm really scared that I'm going to say something wrong or something stupid or... So it was really hard for me to get to a point where I could record an episode and put it out there for people to listen. So even if this podcast gets 10 listeners every day, it was still a big win for me because I'm overcoming these insecurities that I'm having, and I'm sure that's going to be useful for other things in my life.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better
Cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day.
So my favorite verse of this, of these four or five verses that I played to you, is you've got so much to do, but only so many hours in a day. And that's so true. I think our generation is one that, I don't know, I'm speaking for the generation, but maybe you guys disagree and like go on Instagram and let me know what you think. But I think our generation is one that's got so much available to them. Like, we've got social media, we've got so many opportunities. If you want to look for a job, there's so many places that you can look for. There's so many things that you can be. There's so many ways to make money and pay your bills. Like, I live a completely sort of like, I'm doing air quotes as I say this, alternative lifestyle in which I am a nomad. I have bills to pay still, so I do have to work. So I work in the hostels in exchange for accommodation. I am a proofreader, and that I get paid real money for. I do translations as well. So I have this sort of alternative lifestyle, but I'm still trapped in this same dilemma of I've got so much to do. I want to embrace the world. I want to take up all the opportunities that come across, but I've only got so many hours in the day. And also, it's not even about the hours in a day, but so much energy as well. I think that's why I see my friends, like, everybody is so anxious and stressed. Like, I'm sure you know someone who is dealing with anxiety right now, even if it's like on a lower level, because that's so much stimulus and so many things to consider. And I love the message in this song of cool it off before you burn it out, because burnout syndrome is something that everybody talks about these days, and it's so true. Anyway, this song was written in the 70s, and it's amazing how it still rings true. Is it something about humanity? Like, I'm going very deep now, but is it something that doesn't depend on generation here, or is just the human nature to be worried about everything and ambition? Is that something inherent to us, or is that generational?
But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
So when I'm singing this song, I'm like singing every word, feeling it, because as I said, like, it really speaks to me. And then it gets to that bit of like, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Vienna, like, where did that come from? I know that the song's got this melody that is a bit like kind of European, maybe. I don't know, but I never understood why he chose Vienna. I've never been to Vienna. I don't really relate to Vienna. But this is what Billy Joel himself had to say about Vienna in this song.
My father lives in Vienna now. My father moved back to Europe. Him and my mother split up. My father, I had to track him down. I didn't see him from the time I was 8 till I was about 23, 24 years old. He lives in Vienna, Austria. Vienna also for a long time was the crossroads during the Cold War between the Eastern Bloc, between the Warsaw Pact nations and the NATO countries, was the city of Vienna. Vienna was always the city, it was the crossroads. It was the crossroads between the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Empire, and the Holy Roman Empire. Vienna was always a crossroads city. So the metaphor of Vienna, you know, has the meaning of a crossroads. You get great beer in Vienna, but you also get like brandy from Armenia. You know, I mean, it was one of those places where cultures commingled. So I go to visit my father in Vienna, and I'm walking around in this town, and I see this old lady. She must have been about 90 years old, and she's sweeping the street. And I say to my father, "What's this nice old lady doing sweeping the street?" He says, "She's got a job. She feels useful. She's happy. She's making the street clean. She's not put out to pasture." And I thought, this is a terrific, idea that old people are useful. And that means I don't have to worry so much about getting old, because I can still have a use in this world in my old age.
So there's 2 points to that, right? So he first mentions that he has a connection with Vienna because his strange father moved there. And obviously there was another interview as well that I saw with him where he says that he went to Vienna to meet his father in his 20s, and it was like a very important trip for him. It was like the closing of a circle, he says. So I get that. And I think as well, just like taking it one step further, Vienna is kind of like in the center of Europe. So the way that I see it is like it's Vienna, it should be a place with a lot of conflict if you think about it, because it's prone to so much external influences, so many people. It was under the domination of so many different people. But actually, when at least when I think about Vienna, and again, I've never been, but the impression I get from Vienna is that it's a very peaceful, quiet place, almost like boring. And I don't mean this in a derogatory way. I just mean it like very peaceful, placid and calm. That's what I think the song is saying. You can try and control your life and worry about things and have this tension and try to take the reins and control the direction that your life is going. But at the end of the day, like when we get old, it's all going to be the same. It's going to be calm and peaceful, and we're going to be able to enjoy the small things. Like the second thing that he mentioned, like that when he saw the lady sweeping the streets and how she felt useful just by doing that. Whereas in our generation, in our 20s, in order to for us to feel useful, we have to do so much more than that. And sometimes we work so hard and we still feel useless. Whereas when we get old, you know, just sweeping the streets, we're doing our part, we're keeping the streets clean, and we are keeping ourselves busy. And that's what matters. That's what's awaiting for us. That's Vienna, in a way.
Pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true.
This bit is like, it gives me the chills, man, because I've always been a huge like dreamer since I was a child. I've always had these like big dreams of moving to the UK and working with my favorite bands and doing the stuff that I wanted to do, like doing something that I loved for a job. And I think we have such a high expectation of life. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be ambitious, but I think it's like we work so hard and we put all our eggs in that basket. And that's exactly what I did. Like when I came to the UK, it was like my one goal in life of like, I would only be happy when I work in the music industry, doing something I love, living in the UK. And what happened in the end was I lost my job. I wasn't working in the music industry. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into it right here. But I had a job, I was living in the UK, and I was made redundant, so I had to leave the country because my visa got cancelled. So it was like, to me, when that happened, it was like, shit, like, all my hopes were in that one goal of living in the UK for the rest of my life, and suddenly I didn't have that. And I felt like so bare and so vulnerable, and think of it now in hindsight, this was like a year ago, I think of it like, this is such a self-sabotage way of living, in which you put all your hopes and all your hard work into one thing and you wait for that one thing to happen for you to be happy. And that's such a huge mistake. And I think that especially when you're in your like 18, 19 years old, let me know if you agree or not, but I think people tend to have this sort of like, I have this one dream and I need to go get it. Like, I think they feel so powerful that they can do everything. And then with the years, you realize that you can't do everything, and that's not a bad thing. I think what I've learned, at least, and that's why this last verse, dream on but don't imagine they'll all come true, is so important for me, is that it's fine to have ambitions, it's fine to dream, and it's fine to have goals, but do manage your expectations, because they might not come true. It might not happen, and that's okay. You can be open for other opportunities. Other things will happen, and they will be equally great. You just need to be open-minded to it. So I know I got a little bit deep there in my analysis, but it's true. You can't listen to Vienna and not talk about the lyrics. And these lyrics are very relatable to me. And then it talks a lot about my life and in a lot of ways. And it's nice, isn't it, when you find a song that's sort of like, you're like, oh my God, it sounds like it was written for me. But I'm leaving you now with a live performance of Vienna from the Complete Hits collection. It's like a best hits album by Billy Joel. Thanks for listening, guys, and don't forget to share your thoughts on the song in our Instagram account @theundersong. Let me know what you thought of the episode, if you like the song, if you don't like the song. Share this episode to your friends, and I will see you next Thursday.
When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
accordion solo. It's hard to imitate an accordion.
Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can afford to lose a day or two.